Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing, your love for me.
It's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen
me.
Amazing.
Come on, say, I stand
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, let's worship him. Amen. As God desires us to worship him in truth and in spirit, come on, lift up your voice this morning. Hallelujah. And just praise Almighty God. Hallelujah. Come on, enter in by faith this morning, trusting God to do it for you right now, trusting God for the miracle. Amen. Trusting God for the breakthrough. Trusting God for the deliverance. Amen. Trusting God for the healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Will you trust God on today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up our eyes to you. Hallelujah. We lift up our eyes to the hear from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow, hallelujah, your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Amen. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon at night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Come on and just thank God this morning. Knowing God is able to do it for you. Amen. He's able to do it for your family. He's able to do it for those that you love and concerned about. Will you just trust him? Hallelujah. Let our cry come before you, Lord, this day. Give us understanding according to your word, Heavenly Father. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your hand become our helper. For we have chosen your precepts, O Lord. Father, we long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is our delight. Amen. Let our soul live and it shall praise you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let your judges help us. Amen. Hallelujah. To your name, God. Father God, we come this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all faith, oh God, trusting you. We put all our trust in you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh Lord. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for encamping your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen days of this world. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping our children, amen, our mothers and brothers and sisters, our fathers and all that we love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us in prayer right now, that we may hear from our Heavenly Father, receive divine directions and instructions, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom, in all your righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Amen. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, lead us in prayer right now. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your dear Son. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus, we come to you now and we receive our faith, our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads and the soles of our feet up at an intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. And everybody, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and by faith we receive it right now. Your Shekinah glory, and we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, change us right now, Lord. Make us more like you, oh God, for you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Mold us in the way that you have for us to be, Father God. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our thoughts right now. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen. Let our thoughts be holy, righteous, and pure unto you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Holy Spirit of the living God, move on us right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us. And that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. Hallelujah. We thank you that Jesus came to touch the captive's foot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we repent for every grain with the devil in his lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And now we break and destroy all the agreements with the enemy, with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, or who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, it's you that have given us the power and the authority that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in our life. We decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed. For Jesus Christ has set us free, and we just want to say thank you. We sell your promise of today, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, help us all on today, oh Lord. As we come, Father God, hallelujah, we pray for divine position so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we pray and we ask, oh God, that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance there right now. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, of disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression. We come against every spirit of frustration, procrastination, stagnation, limitation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against any spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of pride and fear, anxiety, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, wrath, rage, every lying spirit, every spirit of bitterness, contention, control, hurting the doubt, of fear, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, violence, pain, ache, discomfort, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lust, hallelujah, obsession, occultism, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and religious spirit, hallelujah, spirit of python spirit, leviathan spirit, spirit of rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has sold us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now. Hallelujah. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh. To be led by the enemy lies in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, by faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our path is under the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind, hallelujah, every generational curse from our lives and those in our family, from our bloodline, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we break any holy and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, unholy and open alliances that we may have made or knowingly made with the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw bloodline now, and we declare that we are redeemed from all curses because we are made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare by faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our way maker, our promise keeper, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us. And we thank you for your love. Amen. In the the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, help us on today to receive right now, God. Lord, increase our faith so that we can receive the miracle working on the inside. We declare the prayer of our faith that we have a resurrection power working on the inside of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say, thank you. We stand against every spirit that's on us or in us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, remember, we take the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command any and all spirits of evil spirits in us to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no way to us. We are blood washed and redeemed, and we are saved, and we belong to Jesus. You have no way to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to go and to never to return. Amen. Loose us, leave us, come over us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that who the Son is set free and free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who set us free. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation. For our healing, our deliverance with God is here as your word commands. Help us to touch every bondage that hides our way. Help us to place roads fast with your culture. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our lives and those in our family and against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Teach us to walk in your ways, in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you for it. We bless the holy name, Father God. Oh, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh, Lord, that you pour our blessing upon our life and those that we love and concerned about, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence right now. Amen. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this service, in every household, in every listening ear on today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in their lives, oh God. And those that will come back to this live feed, oh God. And that will hear it, hallelujah, this day or tomorrow or in the future, in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that you're only going on this way, oh God. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word is true. It redeems us, it heals us, it sanctifies us, it makes all things new. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name right now, God, that you remove every evil that is planned to wrong this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as this day we start this day, oh God, before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. We thank you, Lord God, for it. Your good and your mercy endure forever. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy right now to ruin this day for us and those of our family and all that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith that today is a great day because you've already blessed it and made it great for us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you go before us, prepare the way this day, oh Lord, making every crooked path straight before us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today. We turn us right now the full armor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith right now. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way into those in our family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the works of the enemy be burst up and burnt away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we shatter all ties with the enemy. Anything that attached itself to us that came from the camp of Satan, the kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah. We show our hearts right now. Amen. We put ourselves loose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can declare the crown that it is true and it's healthy no other way. Oh, Father God, let those of us that are traveling on today that are traveling right now, oh God, or will be traveling, let us receive traveling grace and mercies right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, help all of us on the road today, oh God, as we travel. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every home that we believe, oh God, as we travel on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it and around about it right now. Hallelujah. Every street, every road, every highway, airway, seaway, building a place up. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. Amen. And Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, we pray for the lost this morning. Amen. Of this world, that this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. As we intercede, we use our faith believing, hallelujah, that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Amen. We ask the Lord of the harvest to bless the perfect labors across these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they may act after not be saved, that the lost will come, hallelujah, that we rededicate their lives to Christ Jesus. Amen. Father God, we thank you and we love you. We thank you that you love us, Father. Amen. Lord, we lift up the mothers on today, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray their strength on today. Lord, we pray that you will bless them with a supernatural strength, supernatural blessing, supernatural favor that coming from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them with long life, amen. Good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for our mothers. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the crown of victory right now, amen. We thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ of victory, hallelujah, over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, fighting prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith to our salvation, and it shed blood on all these things right now. We declare the prayer according to Joel 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we thank and we pray. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God praise this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. Father God, let us receive a word from you this day. Hallelujah. As your word goes forth, oh God, let us be able to receive all today. Lord, help us, oh God, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual ignorance, oh God, every spiritual blindness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it, Father God. Right now, we receive it by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, hey, Lord, Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice, and that it will restrain your God. And we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now, the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to your will, Father God. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, have your way. We decree and declare all is well with us. Amen. For you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. For you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you that peace has come and peace is still. Amen. For you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, by faith that we receive. Steve, I hear that for you and Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We lift up our family members and mothers on tonight, oh, God. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you do a new thing in our prayer, that all be saved, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, that all things are working together for the good of our lives. We thank you for divine provision in this day, oh God. We thank you for divine order, amen. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, amen. And we decree and declare that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. That we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare by faith according to your word, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you made us the head and not the tail, that we're on top and not beneath. We owe anyone anything but to love them. For you made us a lender and not the borrower. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. And we thank you for the God for it. We thank you, oh God, that we decree and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ and in his finished work, that we are the righteousness of God, amen, hallelujah, that we're more than conquerors of Christ Jesus, who conquered the world, that we're co-heirs of the kingdom of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Yes, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. We thank God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. Amen. We thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. To keep us. Amen. How many of you all know that, hallelujah, God to be a keeper? How many of y'all know God to be a way maker? How many of y'all know God to be a promise keeper? How many of you all know that God to be a healer, a redeemer? How many of y'all know God to be a deliverer? Amen. No matter what it is that you're facing or going through, I want you to know that God is able to do it all for you. He's done it before. Guess what? He'll do it again. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Will you just call on him and believe and walk in expectation, God, that our Heavenly Father is able to do all. Amen. God bless you all this morning. Bless you. Welcome, welcome. It is such a beautiful day here, and we just thank God for the new day, new mercies, new grace. Amen. We thank God for keeping us, remembering us on today, a day that we have never seen before. Today is May 8th, 2022. Amen. And we thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, here we are, the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're seeing Pastor Chastity Doris St. Manny and Apostle Tawani Commander. We welcome you. Amen. We welcome you if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service. We want to welcome you personally. We want to pray for you, pray with you. If you press one, we would love to hear from you. Welcome. Many of you all are listening in from all over the world. Some are online. Some of you have called in. Amen. We thank God for you. However, you've been able to attend Sunday service with us. Welcome you all that are in Louisiana, the outskirts of Houston, Texas. Amen. San Antonio, Dallas, Texas, amen, New York, and Illinois, hallelujah, Mississippi, amen. We thank God for everyone that's listening overseas in Africa and India, just different parts of the world. So we just thank God for you all. I'll just name a few places that we know that people are listening in, and we welcome you. We pray that you come today and that you're able to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for it is not about me, it's all about God, it's all about Jesus, what Jesus come to do for us, amen, to those who believe and receive, amen, so we're just so grateful. Today is Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. Amen, who are mothering, who have given birth, and those who have taken on children. A lot of us end up being mothers to children. We did not birth, but we definitely have become their mothers. Amen. So happy Mother's Day to our festival. Shout I would also can say shout out to my mother, Sister Dillard, amen, Carol Dillard, and Mama Sharon, who I've taken on, if she's taken on me, to be her daughter, my mother-in-law, Kathy Hudson. Happy Mother's Day, grandmother-in-law, Helen Manny. Happy Mother's Day to you, my sister-in-laws, and sister-in-laws, and those are my nieces and nephews and our parents and children. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I know that you are loved. You are loved, you are needed, you are wanted. We love you so much. Amen. Glory to God. This time we're going to have our song selection from Brother Joe Washington that's here with us. Go ahead and prepare yourself for communion. Grab a thing that you need, and we'll be taking communion right after Brother Joe Washington blesses us with a song here today. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. How are you this day?
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I just thank God for all that traveling mercy. You know, he just took me down there and brought us back safe. I just thank God. I like to give him, which he is the head of my life. I don't know about y'all life, but he's the head of my life, you know. And I would like to have just say I wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day, you know, because for the one that don't have a mother, God said you'd be a father for the fathers and a mother for the mothers. So we don't have to worry about nothing. Just put our hands in God's hands.
Amen.
Your mother is a friend. She'll be with you until end. No other one on earth like her you will find. On her you can depend for a helping hand to lend. Your mother love her children all the time. Oh, when children go away, mother pray for them both night and day. She's always keep caressing on her mind. Oh, Lord. Oh, she's always down on her knees, crying, Lord have mercy, please. Your mother love her children all the time. Yes, your mother love her children all the time. Yes, your mother love her children all the time. Oh, no matter must be the crime, she will always say this child is mine. Your mother love her children all the time. God bless you. God bless all the mothers out there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. May God continue to keep you and strengthen you. And every virtue that left your body, God restore you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We love you so much. Brother Joel and your wife, we thank God for you both. You all enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. So let us prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. This is the time to where we acknowledge Christ for what he has already done, his finished works there on the cross. Hallelujah. So if you have your communion elements, whether it be bread or cracker, water or wine, let us get ourselves in position to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, and remember of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beat, buried, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we say by your stripes that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this bread in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your shed blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. Hallelujah. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. It cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Stay with us, church. We'll be right back. We have a song selection and we have the preach word. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A hollow stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just want to holler it out. Come on. your hands together.
I can't keep to myself.
Until it came from your belly.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you. He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
My Lord, my God. Amen. Amen. We've made it, everyone, here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I hope everyone is having a good Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Let's prepare ourselves to receive the preached word today, a holy word, hallelujah, being led by the Holy Spirit. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, hallelujah, your friend, your sister, your apostle, hallelujah, hallelujah, devoted, so very devoted to her family, devoted to her husband, devoted to her children, devoted to her church, hallelujah. This anointed woman of God willing to yield to the Holy Spirit every single morning, hallelujah, praying to God, hallelujah, to get a word, hallelujah. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, mother, hallelujah, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Just thank you, God, for keeping us. Today is such a blessed day. And I say that with all heart and all my mind and all my soul because God has given us this day. So it is already blessed. Amen. Because our Father is in the business of blessing his children. So we thank God for this blessed day. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We give our honor and praise to you, Father God, for you are the head of our life and the lift of our heads. And we just want to say thank you. As we enter in, we enter in by faith, oh God, so that we can receive from you great and mighty. We come against every hindrance spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of doubt and disbelief. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of death and premature death, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the presence of deliverance as we enter in. We declare by faith we shall receive and we shall be changed by the word of God. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. Have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas over my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you, Lord God, that thy kingdom come, that thy will be done right now. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, I always love that song before we go into the preach part of service. Bring it to Jesus. I love it. We know when that funny said, and then, you know, he brought him to Jesus, and he was filled. Amen. And so that is what we aim to do here as the pastors of the Gospel Public Ministries is that, hallelujah, that you come and we bring it to Jesus. Amen. We don't carry what you give to us. Amen. We give it all over to Jesus so that we can receive, amen, that we came from, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say that today, church, if you have any burdens, anything that you've been carrying, any worries, lay it down, give it all over to Jesus and receive your deliverance and receive your breakthrough and receive your healing, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A lot of times people want to bring it to the pastor. They want to bring it to the intercessor, but bring it to Jesus. Come with faith and leave it. Hallelujah. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Amen. So, amen. Today is Mother's Day. And we thank God for mothers. I was this morning saying, okay, I'm a mother, so where do I sort this? How do I get this sermon on today? And I want to talk about the love of a mother and the guiding and the rearing of a mother. And I understand that some people may be saying, well, my mother didn't raise me. Just because someone didn't birth you does not mean they did not mother you. There are many that have mothered children that they did not give birth to. So I want you to understand, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for all the mothers that he's positioned in the life of those that did not have a mother in their life that birthed them, their birthing mother, amen. But God gave them a mother when he said, I will be all to you, amen. He will put somebody in your life, amen, that will guide you and lead you and love on you, amen. Just like the one that birthed you or should have loved you, amen. So I want you to understand, because people say, I made my teacher, hallelujah, she was my mother, or my aunt was more like my mother. She raised me up, she blessed me, she put values into me, and she loved on me, and she supported me. So there are many that God has placed in our life to play the role as a mother. Amen. So I know some people say, oh, you're talking about mother. My mother wasn't there, but who did God send to mother you? Then someone just said to birth you, but there were those that God sent to mother you. Hallelujah. Come on there, church. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I'm just trying to say, because I know my grandmother helped me. She used to call her mother. She helped my mother to mother me, amen, to help me and round me up. And many of her grandchildren, she became mother. But see, when we look at the word, when we look at the name and the title of grandmother, there is mother and grandmother. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I said, well, Lord, where do I start on today? Where do I want to start? Well, what is a mother? What is a mother? The Bible tells us what a mother is, and the dictionary tells us what a mother is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when I looked in the dictionary, or when you Google what the word mother is, you see it'll give you the noun and it'll give you a verb. So when we look at the noun, the word mother, it says a woman in relation to her child or children. Then when we look at the verb, it says bring up a child with care and affection.
Yeah.
So we're talking about an act of, we're talking about what are you doing as a mother, amen, and to give birth to. So we have one that says bring up a child with care and affection, and to give birth to. So we're looking at this as an action. It's something that's happening when you are mothering. So it's one thing to be called a mother, but now you are a mother and you're giving birth, and now you are, you're giving birth while, and then you have gone. That come in and they mother, they give, they care for the child and they give affection to the child. So there are many mothers that are adopted mothers, amen. There are many mothers that have taken all children in the neighborhood and everybody call her mother. Amen. It's always that one that everybody called mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, a role of a mother, let's talk about that, and we're going to go into the scripture, amen. Hallelujah. A mother plays multiple roles in a child's development, amen, and she is a teacher in every aspect of a child's developmental growth, social, emotional, physical, cognitive, and independence. See, there are qualities to a great mom. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a great mother. And it one of those qualities of being that, and you can check this out, but we're not perfect, amen? We're not perfect by any means, but we can strive to be that perfect mother or that good mother, amen? See, patience with being a good mother, having patience with your children, being respectful, because sometimes we as mothers think that our children are only supposed to respect us, but we're supposed to give that same respect to our children, amen? Being humble, being empathetic and being strong, authoritative, supportive, and loving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to take us to the book of Kings. And, of course, we're going to talk about Jesus' mother, Mary. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in 1 Kings chapter 3, and I want to start here, y'all. Bear with me, please, because I'm excited about celebrating Mother's Day. Amen. I thank God for mothers, amen, around the world and other people's mothers who helped me, and they were such a great mother. They mothered everybody and didn't just turn it off when it came to other children. They stayed mother all day long. You know, and I find myself as a mother with other people's kids. So say, hey, come here. You better... Come here. What did your mama say? You know, you find yourself, you know, and sometimes you got to find yourself, wait a minute, that ain't my child. But because you are a mother all day, it ain't a turn on or turn off. You're mother in every situation in your life. Hallelujah. We thank God for mothers. Hallelujah. When we look in the Bible, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 27, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 27. And we're talking about the love of a mother. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing we know is, honey, don't mess with a mother's child. I don't care that the child may have done things and the mother may have gotten upset, but when it comes down to our children, you do not mess with a mother's child. And it doesn't even matter. We ain't just talking about humans. We're talking about any mother's child. Hallelujah. You try to mess with a lioness cub. You try to mess with any mother's child. I'm telling you, they're going to go in. Man, they don't play. They're very protective. Mothers are very protective of their children.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as mothers, we will sacrifice all that we have for our children. There are mothers that went without eating or just took what was left over so that our children could have. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, mothers, there are many mothers that went to bed hungry so that their children can eat. There are many mothers that went without so their children can eat. There's so much that a mother does. And hallelujah. When they put aside one day to celebrate mothers, but I want you to know, we celebrate our mothers every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your mother is still with you, amen, consider yourself blessed. If one that God has placed in your life as a mother, you consider yourself blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 27. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now two women who were harnessed came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, oh, Lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day that after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth, and we were together, and no one was with us in the house except the two of us in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maidservant slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was dead. But when I had examined him in the morning, I wanted to understand, a mother knows her child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, but when I examined him in the morning, hallelujah, indeed he was not my son whom I had born. I want to understand, hallelujah, you can't fool a mother. She knows her child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're trying to do it while she sleeps. I don't care if you're doing it while back inside. A mother knows her child. Hallelujah. How many times your mama told you, I know you? How many times mama went to school and say, I know my child? I know my child. Okay, a mother knows her child. The Bible says in verse 22, then the other woman said, no, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son. And the first woman said, no, but the dead one is your son, and the living one is my son. Thus they spoke before the king, and the king says, the one says, this is my son who lives, and your son is the dead one. And the other says, no, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one. Then the king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one and the other half, and give half to the other. Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, but she yearned with compassion. Hallelujah. So her son, your mother has compassion, and she said, oh, Lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him. But the other said, let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him. So the king answered and said, give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, a mother, hallelujah, was sacrificed her happiness for her child. She was willing to give up her. Hallelujah. She went with the bow and go through the nonsense. Just to, hallelujah, to get her of what was hers. Amen. She said, no, give it all over to save the life of her child. Hallelujah. 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 Say, Lord, let us have it. Go ahead. Go ahead and take it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't kill him. Just give it to her. Yeah. But don't harm the baby. Hallelujah. Yeah. She was willing to sacrifice her happiness and her peace for her child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The love of a mother.
Mm.
Hallelujah, church. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I hope my mom is listening up today. Hallelujah, because she showed so much love, and she had other sisters that had children. But I always felt like my mother loved her children. She did so much for her children in her own way. See, a lot of times we don't understand sometimes how our mother loved, but when it comes down to her protecting what's hers and standing up and coming tall, amen, she was sharp, amen, hallelujah, when it comes to her children. And my mother's like that, and my grandmother was like that with her children. She was very loving and very much there in her children, and she didn't play when it came down to her children. She was always there to help, to give a hand, not to the ones that she just read, that she birthed, but to every child that came into her presence, whether it was a friend, whether it was a family member child. She was always that mother, amen, mothering and making sure we ate and making sure we got together and making sure we had what we needed, amen. Sometimes sharing, if she only had a little bit, and we had to share between me and her and my cousin, a wing dinner with six wings, she would make sure we would get the most of it. She would take one wing and give us the rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, the love of a mother, it carries. Hallelujah. And that our mother instilled in us, it carries. Amen. Hallelujah. My children come back and say, Mom, I remember when you did this. I remember this, this, and that. Amen. It carries from generation to generation. Amen. Hallelujah. The love of a mother. My Lord, my God, I'm telling you, I'm excited, church. I'm not going to hold you. I know a lot of y'all want to get out and take your mother out today and take her to breakfast, to brunch, and lunch, and just celebrate your mother. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I know we love our mother. We do for her during the year, but on this day, go beyond and above. Amen. If you're able to, amen. Sometimes mama just want to hear your voice. Mama just wants you to call. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wasn't saying life comes through woman. Church, I wasn't. Life comes through woman. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 3:20, and Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. Yeah. Amen. Life comes, hallelujah, through woman. See, when we look at the sacrifices and the love of a mother that has for her children, I think of the story of Moses' mother. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think of the story of Moses' mother. We, if you read the Bible and know in the book of Exodus, if you like to go there with me, that's fine. But I just want to tell you the love of a mother, hallelujah, in those times, the king of Egypt said to kill all the baby boys, to throw them in the river. Amen. And so at the time, the women that were, midwives, they were Israelites, right? And so they would not go against God's will. And so they refused to do it. They just refused to do it. So we thank God for them. And so, but Moses' mother, amen, her name was Jochebed, and she refused to throw her newborn baby into the river. So the Bible said that she kept him 3 months. Hallelujah. 3 months until she couldn't keep him no more. Hallelujah. Amen. And so she took her son and she hid him for 3 months until she couldn't hide him anymore. So she took an ark of bulrushes for him and dived in it with an ark of bulrushes. I'm sorry, y'all, bear with me. And Absalom and pitch and put him in it and laid him in the reeds by the riverbank. And the Bible says in the next verse that in his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. You see, God worked it out by the faith of his mother. She trusted God to save her son. Hallelujah. And if you know the story, you know that Pharaoh's daughter, hallelujah, raised Moses as her own son. Hallelujah. So I want us to see two here. One, that the mother that gave birth to him, that loved him so much, hallelujah, and trusted God, hallelujah. She did not obey, hallelujah, what the king said. She kept him till she couldn't keep him no more because the love that she had for her child to protect him. And then not only that, she didn't throw him in the river as the order was given. She made, hallelujah, a basket. She made a flotation device to keep her son, amen, so that, hallelujah, he could be positioned, hallelujah, to be delivered, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I want you to understand when you have a mother of faith, no matter what it is that you're dealing with, when mama prays, things begin to happen, amen. When you have a mother that walks Hallelujah. Salute will be done to him. Come on, come on now, church. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that in that time when heaven cross position, her roses will be mothered by another. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, even when she took him as a flesh, that I would take him in time. Find his mother so that he can be nursed. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, then we see two parts here. We see the woman that gave birth to him and loved him so much. Then we see God position him to be mothered by another to do what he called for him to do. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, my we thank God on today, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to say, well, things are not, hallelujah. Well, things are out of the hands of the mother, but when she has faith to move mountains, I want you to understand that mountains will be moved because mothers, hallelujah, Moses' mother has faith that God will make a way, amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, why the Bible, see what the daughter did, his sister, even she had faith that something was going to happen because she stood up for it and it didn't take days. And it didn't have to walk away to see what would become of Moses. The hallelujah, right then and there, the baby was spotted and blown over. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. They said this son will find his mother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for mothers. Amen. So if you're feeling down at her, you're feeling low because your mother that birthed you wasn't there. Hallelujah. But I want you to be happy on today, and be encouraged about the one that God did send her to mother you in this world. Amen. To step in position to give you the love. Amen. To be there in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God all today. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in Proverbs 23:22, listen to your father who begot you and do not despise your mother.
Yeah.
The Bible says in verse 25, let your father and your mother be glad and let her who bore you rejoice. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to know, hallelujah, we as mothers, we want to rejoice, hallelujah, in our children. Amen. We want to rejoice, man, and say, that's my son. That's my boy. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I could go on and on. Amen. But I won't go on and on. Hallelujah. Today, I want to try to close up here. Church, and I thank you so much for bearing with me, and I pray all can hear me well. Amen. When we look at Proverbs, we all talk about a virtuous wife. But when we look in the book of Proverbs, amen, if you go with me, Proverbs 41.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've seen many with the shirt on. I've seen many, hallelujah, posted online about being a virtuous wife. I've seen many talk about being a Proverbs 31 wife, amen. But I want us to understand what the Bible is saying here in Proverbs 31 as well, and who is speaking, and where did he get this knowledge and wisdom from, amen. We're talking about the king, Lemuel. Give me a moment here. Proverbs 31, the words of the Bible, the words of King Lemuel's mother. That's his mother. We're talking about a king. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's listening to his mother who rears him, amen, who pours into him, who loves on him. And she says this to her son. If you go with me, Proverbs 31, it said, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him.
Mm-hmm.
His mother said, what my son and what son of my womb and what son of my vows, do not give your strength to women nor your ways to that which destroys kings.
Yeah.
It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes, hallelujah, for prince intoxicating drink. Least to drink and forget the law. And pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. This is his mother speaking, the mother that is speaking to her son that is king.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. His mother taught him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And he listened to his mother.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the importance of this scripture. Amen. See, little is known about Lemuel except that he was a king who received wise teaching from his mother. Hallelujah. See, his name means devoted to God. See, some believe that Lemuel and Abel were both from the kingdom of Esau. The understanding of this is that his mother, hallelujah, taught him. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he had values. Amen. Hallelujah. He had integrity. Amen. Because his mother taught him. Amen. So, hallelujah, his values and integrity and their morals. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I want us to understand today, hallelujah, how important and what the mother love is and what it looks like and what it does. Amen. Hallelujah. How it nurtures our children. Amen. How it grows them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, whether, hallelujah, hallelujah, whether our daughter or son, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and just understanding here. See, when his mother gives him all this, is like even, hallelujah, when you find a wife, what is a virtuous wife? The mother tells him, amen, you just don't take anybody. Hallelujah. No, no, no. See, we need to understand that. He said, don't just take anybody, amen, because not only is she going to be your wife, but she's going to be the mother of your children. Hallelujah. Because she even says that we look at scripture, and what's out of her vows?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that's hallelujah. So she's going to be your wife, but also the mother of your children. My Lord, my God. Oh, we may do it out of order, but amen, but hallelujah. We thank God for mothers. We thank God for mothers. Amen. We thank God for mothers this morning. We're going to wrap up here in the name of Jesus. I want us to understand, church, my aim today in this service in celebrating Mother's Day is to honor motherhood. Amen. In a way, glorifying Jesus Christ, who designed it, created it, and blessed it by his incarnation. Amen. In Mary's womb, and by his words from the cross to John. And one of the most beautiful acts of final care for his mother Mary. The Bible says in John 19:27, says, then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own house, to his own home. Amen. See, Jesus' mother was also one of his followers. Amen. Hallelujah. She was always there supporting her son. She was there at the cross. The Bible says in John 19:25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother,
uh-huh,
and his sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
That's right.
Mary was the most honored mother to you all in the Bible, the human mother of Jesus, who saved the world from his sins. Although she was only a young, humble peasant, Mary accepted God's will for her life. Mary suffered enormous shame and pain and yet never doubted her son. Hallelujah. Not for one moment. Mary stands as highly favored by God as a shining example of obedience and submission to the Father's will. Church, when I think, hallelujah, when I think of the love of a mother, I come to 1 Corinthians 13, hallelujah, verse 4-3, it says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Hallelujah. Thinks no evil, nor hallelujah, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Hallelujah. When I think of a love, the love of a mother, I stand on the scripture. Amen. Because as a mother, that is what we do for our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all have a happy Mother's Day, mothers. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. May you seek God always. Amen. For all your answers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that your children, amen, hallelujah, rise up and call you blessed. Amen. That your husband will rise up and call you blessed. Amen. That strangers will rise up and call you blessed. And those that God have positioned, hallelujah, you in their lives to be a mother to them, that you are a mother to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, with the love of Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for our mothers, amen. Lord, we ask that you bless them on today. today with an extraordinary blessing. Amen. Supernatural blessing, supernatural favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, work a miracle in them. Amen. And for them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the goodness of the heart of the mother that God has given us. Amen. And hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 The love of a mother. Hallelujah. God bless you. The doors of the church is open.
Hallelujah. God bless you so much, Apostle Tyronique, my beautiful wife, for letting the Holy Spirit use you in such a mighty way. This was such a great message that went forward right now this morning. I know that I'm just so filled, you know, with the word, you know, that went forth this morning. I know that listeners all over everywhere have received that same word. So God bless you and may God keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. There may be one today that today, this word that you hear today, we are definitely in recognition of honoring mothers. But that word that I heard today, it sound like that the mothers have God working on the inside. It sound like the mothers have Jesus Christ working it out in their lives. Amen. I was able to hear it. Hallelujah. If you heard this word today, hallelujah. And you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Now, I hope everybody is saved, but we know that because of life and because of circumstances and because of belief that everybody ain't saved. And it could be an issue of mama wasn't there, daddy wasn't there, I never had the chance to do this, I never had the chance to do that. Well, thank you for coming to church this morning. We thank you for coming to church this morning. We thank you for having an ear to hear. And we thank you right now that this is a great opportunity for you to give your life over to Christ. Hallelujah. Just as every single mother is an example of God working on the inside. Hallelujah. You too have that chance to bring it all over to Jesus. If you have never confessed, you know, or given your life to Christ, if you have never been born again, and this is your desire, we would like for you to press 1. If you are streaming online, we would like for you to call in 845-277-9213. Apostle Tyronique and I are going to help you to pray this simple prayer. Hallelujah, this simple prayer, which is, even though it's a simple prayer, it is the most important thing that you can ever do as a human being, as a living human being, and that's being born again. That's being born again. Now, every single body got something going on in their lives. Hallelujah. Well, hopefully today you heard this word and you realize that the most important thing that you can ever do in your life is being a part of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. If that's you today, we would like you to press 1. Press 1 today. Hallelujah. There are many of us that heard this word today. We are already in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We have already prayed the prayer of salvation. And some of us may be still dealing with some things, you know, and we don't know the reason why. Thank you for this word again, Apostle Tyronique. Thank you for this word. And you realize that there are some areas that's in your life that you need to bring it all over to Jesus. Well, we thank God that we already have Christ on the inside. And the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you today. And those very things, as a born-again believer, you need to bring it all over Jesus. Will you press 1 today? Whether it be healing, deliverance, hallelujah, whatever it might be. You may even have some prayer petitions, some things that you're caring for a family member or friend, maybe even your own mother. You may even have some rage or something that's going on inside. You know, you may have been fighting with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. You are a born-again believer now. Bring it all over to Jesus. Now, don't bring it to me. Hallelujah. Just press 1 and let you and I, let us agree with one another that Jesus Christ have already did the work, and this is the very thing that you can bring and lay it down at his feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Somebody may be looking for a church home. And you heard this word today. And today, you would like to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Well, I tell you, Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to love on you right there where you are. And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So whether you be in New York City or whether you be in Oakland, California, whether you be in Chicago, Illinois, or Shreveport, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, wherever you are right now, we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. We invite you in, hallelujah, to be a part of us. We would just love to love on you. Hallelujah, we would love to love on you. But we can only do that where love comes from. And that's through the eyes, through the lens of the Holy Spirit. See, that's all that we have to offer you. Hallelujah. Would you press one today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us mothers, because if you had not given us mothers, hallelujah, where would we be right now? We wouldn't even be here right now. See, we know that God created woman and life flows through the womb of woman, hallelujah, which is the mother, hallelujah, of all. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us this opportunity to be a part of your body. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given your life for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you've given us mothers to live with, to remember, to love on. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you gave your life for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this word that we heard today, that it did bless us, that it did cause us to remember who you are. Hallelujah. These things that we've been holding on to for a lifetime. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this word, that you have blessed it, and we're able to let it all go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single word that we have heard today. And we pray that it take root right now and manifest itself into our minds. Hallelujah. In our spirits, in our bodies. Hallelujah. In your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. 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 My God is so good. And he is so worthy to be praised. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App at Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 346-243-0980.
Yes.
Amen. If you need an address to remit your tithes and offering to, give us a call at 832-725-8094.
Yes.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you bless us for your word that you give seed to the sower.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed us that we're able to give on today in the name of Jesus. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, just as you multiplied, hallelujah, the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given for others. We pray that you would multiply these, hallelujah, our offerings to you and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father. And we ask, hallelujah, we ask that you would use us in all we have as your will. Amen, as you will, in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray with thanksgiving, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless everyone here in service. Our Sunday announcements here today. Today is May 8th, 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where Pastor senior pastors, Pastor Joyce, amen, and Apostle Tommy Kamani. We thank God for everyone on today, amen. Again, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day and happy birthday to those that are celebrating the birthday of the month of May. Sister Dewitt, Carol Dewitt, celebrating her birthday on yesterday. Happy birthday, Mama. Amen. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. I know she's going out today and celebrating a bit more. So have a good time in the Lord. Amen. And anyone else that's celebrating a birthday in the month of May, so many people and family members. So we wish you all a happy birthday. May God continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you. Hallelujah. May God open up the windows from heaven and pour out blessed upon your life, that you won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. And we thank God for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Happy anniversary. Anyone that's celebrating the wedding anniversary, amen. We pray that God will bless your union, increase it in love, peace, patience, amen, prosperity, and favor of the Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. We have our Monday announcement. I mean, Mondays we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Join us on our prayer line here at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And Saturday school at 1 p.m. here on our church line. Amen. And we're just looking forward to see what God is going to be doing next with the Gospel Public Ministries. We're trusting God. Amen. For a mighty move in ministry. Amen. And we thank God for it. We have a play coming up in the month of June 4th, and it is called Lamimi's Motel. Come out and see what happens at Lamimi's Motel. It is a lot. It is a mighty move that's going on in that motel as well. So come out. You'll be surprised. Amen. Come out and enjoy the show. June 4th at the Midtown Arts Center. Pre-sale tickets are on sale right now. June admission is $35. Pre-sale is $25. You get it now. Give us a call and receive those at 832-725-8094. And I believe that concludes our announcements for today. Right? Amen. Amen. God bless everyone on today. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. And we just thank you all. I can't say happy Mother's Day enough. Amen. To everyone that celebrates Mother's Day on today. Just thank you God for our mothers. Amen. May the Lord bless everyone here. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Boyce A. Manning, myself, Apostle Tommy Manning, and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen. I pray that every single body they had an ear to hear and a heart to receive, was able to receive something out of that. I know I did. I know I did. Before we even go forward, you know, there's two mothers. They always come to church on Sunday morning. And that's my mother and that's my grandmother. Those are my two biggest supporters, my two biggest fans. I love y'all so much. Happy Mother's Day to both of you, Grandma Helen and my mother, Kathy Hudson. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all, you know, for being my mom, both of you for being my mom and being my support. Amen. And all the other mothers as well, you know, my aunt, I know Aunt Beatrice, she comes to church every single Sunday. You know, I love you so much. You know, thank you for being my aunt, you know, a mother figure as well, and all my other aunts. Hallelujah. I love all y'all, and I just want to say thank God for you. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Hallelujah. Whether the mothers are here or whether they have gone on to glory, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Apostle Talitha and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than Jesus loves you. Remember every single one. Satan has already been defeated. He is a defeated foe because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm telling you, at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get that.